From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Amy Dickinson, Paula Poundstone, and Maz Jobrani. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl makes his rhyme umphant return in the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, a new study by the London School of Economics says there's one activity that makes us so unhappy, the only thing we rank worse than it is being physically ill. What is it?
Done in the home?
No, specifically. Well, sometimes. Some people do it in the home. Gillian Flynn does it in the home.
Oh, killing.
You went right there, didn't you?
Butchering.
I'll give you a hint. It's like, hi-ho, hi-ho.
Working.
Oh, crap. Yes, working.
Oh, working at home?
Working is the word. No, working in general is the worst thing ever. The researchers...
But wait!
Yeah, it's been proved. Researchers sent questions to thousands of subjects at random times of the day via a smartphone app. And they asked what they were doing and how they felt. The people who answered at work reported being more miserable than everybody, except for the people who answered currently vomiting.
So wait a minute. But there were people working at home or people just working?
People just working. If they said...
No.
Peter,
again, I...
Take it away, Paula.
I'd like to know how they did the study.
I understand. Explain.
Okay, yeah, but to whom did they send the question?
Apparently they sent it to an appreciatively random enough group of people they could get a good response.
No. Are you working right now?
I am.
Is it a step away from vomiting?
I'd have to vomit and see which I prefer. Maz, a designer from Latvia has come up with an invention that promises to change the world or at least make some of it cleaner and more efficient. What is it?
Vacuum.
No, although a vacuum would be a fine thing. Combination of two things.
Very common. I missed
very
a lot
rarely
of news pieces.
I know.
Well, for starters, there's a soap dispenser next to the flush handle.
Oh, it's a toilet flushing thing that flushes. It's a toilet flusher, obviously. You said a flush handle.
Yes.
And there's a dispenser.
Right? Yeah, that's basically what I said. You just said back to me. But what does?
No, I'm just making sure we're on the same page.
It has those things.
You know, I actually know the answer to this, and it's something I thought guys did anyway. So I didn't know this was an invention.
What? Pee on the handle?
It's a urinal sink.
That's exactly what it is.
What?
It's a combination urinal sink.
I thought you guys did that anyway. I don't know.
Well,
you thought we
bars.
Did what anyway?
I thought you peed in the sink.
Here's the thing. The problem is that men, as you may know, tend not to wash their hands after doing their business with the urinal, right? And this is because sinks are located sometimes as much as 7 or 8 feet from the urinal, and it's easier to just wipe your hands on the front of your pants as you come out of the bathroom so it looks like you washed your hands. So designer Kasper Jørsens has come up with a modern solution. It's a urinal with a built-in tap. So it automatically turns on when you finished adding to the urinal. It turns on and you can just reach out and wash your hands.
Now you're going to tell me that a guy who invents a urinal / sink isn't happy in his work?
Paula, according to a new American health study,
yes,
you can cheer yourself up and ward off cravings for junk food simply by doing what?
Don't just tell me. Just give me a hint and I'll get it.
Instead of calling Domino's, get out your sketchbook.
Oh, you can draw a picture of the food?
Yes, you can draw a pizza. Apparently, if
that's
if
ridiculous! What the hell do you do all week? I've heard you answer people before about how you write the show, how you research, and you find news stories, and then you put them. But you didn't do that this week, did you?
We do like to look for stories that will set you off, Paula.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. What is it? This is one about peeing on the pizza? What is this? What the hell is this?
You don't
just draw a picture of pizza and then you're satisfied?
Apparently you can, because
no, you can't.
Here's the idea.
Yeah.
So everybody knows that it's really funny. You're like feeling a little peckish, you're a little bored. Oh, I'm going to order a pizza. You order the pizza. You eat the pizza. It's a lot of pleasure, but then there's a lot of regret afterwards.
Absolutely.
You feel full, right?
Yeah.
So what they did was they had people who wanted a pizza just draw the pizza, and apparently just visualizing the pizza enough to draw it released all these endorphins and pleasure centers in the brain, so they actually were happy and didn't want the pizza anymore.
Where did they get the people? Who did they?
The same people who are unhappy at work.
So you know what it was? You know what it was?
What it was it,
okay. Sometimes the late night staff at a pizza place, they don't have enough people. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they're like, you know, they have to say stuff like, yeah, we'll deliver it, but it's going to be 2 hours, you know?
Right.
And so finally there was just some guy who'll go, you know what? Draw it.
Just draw. I'm not going to get there in time. Draw the damn thing.
Yeah. Just draw it and then call me back. Tell me how it went. I'm doing a study for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
But if this is... if this is the case, then all Mexico has to do is start drawing burritos.
Man, when I learn how to draw a Butterfinger, I'm going to drop some pounds.